It's February 21st as a forecast of snow, so by now you may be sick of winter. You're probably sick of eating winter vegetables, but that fresh spring asparagus and pea vines are a few months away, my friends. So it is time now to contemplate the tried and true winter warhorse. I'm, of course, talking about butternut squash.
I got one sitting on my counter. Well, chef and food writer Sarah Dickerman lets me sneak into her kitchen every so often, and I get to watch her cook. And this time, Sarah decided that we should make a roasted squash salad on greens with cheese and roasted pumpkin seeds, which sounded delicious. And Sarah, because I am such a novice about this, decided to start at the very beginning prepping a squash.
This is our classic butternut squash, and I will show you quickly how you might deal with it just to take it apart for this recipe.
So you're using a regular vegetable peeler.
Yeah, if you have a pretty sturdy vegetable peeler, it will take care of the squash, and I love that. And you just kind of brace it and kind of work your way down. So there we go, more or less peeled. The bulbous end of the butternut squash is where the seeds are, so I usually cut it about halfway down, just above the swelling, and cut off the top and the stem end, and then you'll cut off the bottom as well, and then cut that in half. From there, I just cut these into wedges.
Okay.
Then we just toss it with olive oil and salt, and lay it out on a sheet pan to roast. So I roasted them in more or less a 425 oven.
How long are you roasting these for?
About 30 to 40 minutes, probably 40 minutes. It takes a little long, but the nice thing is it's 100% no effort while it's in there. You can do something else. You can prep something else. We are going to make a lovely salad because I want to show you the potential of taking this in another level. I've just loosened it up, flipped everything,
okay.
And let's go ahead and put together our salad. We're adding medjool dates to this salad. Medjool are probably the easiest to find dates these days, I think. Kitchen scissors are really handy for cutting up dried fruit. If your knife isn't really doing it, try a pair of kitchen scissors, and that might work for you. What I'm doing here is toasting some pumpkin seeds. So again, I like the playful echo of these pumpkin seeds are basically the same kind of squash seeds. And I toast them over an open flame, kind of a medium high flame in a plain skillet. You just shake them every now and then. This is a good sound. And we'll listen for some popping. Woo! There you go. There's a good snap. We'll wait for one more snap. Basically, once they start snapping, they're good.
So this is manouri cheese, which is a Greek.
It's a Greek sheep cheese. I just love it. It's a lot like feta, but it's a more mild, it doesn't have that sharpness and it's not quite as salty. You could easily use feta, mm-hmm. or you could use fresh queso fresco like this one, or you could just use a simple soft chev. I did put shallots in the vinaigrette in this case. They're finely minced shallots. And then what I like to do when I make a vinaigrette with shallots in it is I soak them in the vinegar before I add the oil. And that kind of takes away that heavily oniony flavor.
Okay.
All right, so we'll shake that up. I will dress the arugula first and then put it on the platter and then do the squash on top of that just for beauty's sake.
And why do you choose arugula over another kind of green for this?
I was going for a peppery green in this case. So watercress would be great. And we'll save a few greens to top it with, too. This is the dates are going in. And, I was going to get a pinch of a mild red pepper. I don't recommend using the red pepper, hot red pepper flake in this, but I love a Mediterranean pepper flake, so something like an Aleppo pepper or a Mirage pepper. If you don't have those, because they're a little obscure, I'll admit, you could use a pinch of hot paprika, something that's easier to find. And gentle with roasted squash, because, of course, it's soft.
That is lovely. Yum. Now you're going to tell me every night you make macaroni and cheese for your kids because they won't eat this stuff.
I have been known to do that. I wish I, I had the sort of French model of eating in my home, but it's not quite there. Working on it.
Chef and food writer Sarah Dickerman making a roasted squash salad with arugula cheese and roasted pumpkin seeds. I tell you, it's delicious. I've tasted it. We have the recipe and a great video made by Bond Huberman at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Sarah Dickerman. It's The Record.